Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Ashley Banfield, News Nation, tonight on Banfield has Kyle Rittenhouse, if I understand correctly, for the full hour. Is that right?
For the full hour, yes. And I cannot wait. I have so many questions.
You see him on with Tucker Carlson last night then?
I did indeed.
And what, so do you do this, Ashley? Do you say, okay, that's what was said there. I wish he had said this. I'm going to almost do a follow-up to what happened on Fox.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's not lost on anyone that Kyle has become a lightning rod and has become sort of a political through line for either side who sees that trial and sees that case and sees gun rights and sees self-defense one way or the other. And I think if you watched the Tucker Carlson interview, you saw the questions from one perspective. I'd like to do a line of questions from a center perspective that incorporates everyone's feelings about that case and Kyle's personal, you know, feelings about the after effects of this case. There are a lot of, I mean, gosh, I wish I had 6 hours, not just one.
I think it's a real score, and it's almost perfect that you're doing it on the heels of the Tucker Carlson thing, because whatever you think about the verdict, if you cared about this kid, I think you would say, I hope you do not become a prop for Fox News and Tucker Carlson or Lynn Wood or the right-wing extremists or the Proud Boys. Just try and reclaim some semblance of a normal life, kid. But if you're going to be their attaboy, then your life is going to be defined forever, ever more so by that moment. And is that what you really want? If you were going to only do one interview, I would prefer it to be with you, who doesn't have a political axe to grind, but just wants to know some of the basics that maybe we didn't hear in the trial, which maybe leads.
Yeah, you know,
go ahead.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I really do. I think that there is a banner that can be flown on this person. I think even Adam Kinzinger said, you know, don't become a prop for those who would like to abuse you for political gain. And three congressmen have offered internships, almost as though this was a good tweet, you know, and I think they may be forgetting you're talking about an 18-year-old kid here. It's also very difficult to interview, you know, people who are that young. Yeah. Now, I know 18 means you can go to war and you can be executed in this country. So you walk a fine line between treating someone as an adult because legally they are, but knowing full well that 18-year-old, if you got an 18-year-old boy out there, folks, you and I know full well they're not the same as you and me. So there is a delicate dance to be respected when trying to extract the real truth out of people without, you know, being abusive, but also being tough. And that's what I hope to be able to achieve is truly get to the heart of this, truly get to the heart of who this person is without any politics attached.
Well, everybody says that politics were attached to this, and I understand they were, but for me personally, I was just watching the trial, trying to ascertain, did he act in self-defense or not? We know what he's going to say about that, but I don't think that Rosenbaum deserved to be shot or had to be shot. That's me. Is there something you absolutely want to get to with him tonight?
I mean, there's a lot, you know. First of all, I want to know what's going on in the civil process just from a legal standpoint, where this goes from here, because here's a kid whose last year has made him a completely different person. Does he want to retreat from that, move on with his life, or does he want to, you know, continue this process? Because that's where he'll be.
Well,
you
probably
get into civil action and good luck.
I'll bet there's money to be made if he wants to go be that thing, go work for Marjorie or one of the crazy Congress people. Go ahead and do it and have that life. But boy, he's.
But there's another side of that as well. Again, it's how much do you want to engage, because this will be your life for the next several years. But, you know, ask Nick Sandman about his defamation cases. That's a kid who has a story to tell as well about being portrayed in the media, and a lot of falsehoods were told about him.
Yeah,
no matter what your politics are, you have to just look at the facts on that case. And so, you know, Kyle may very well say, look, I was a fry cook before this, and I don't have a lot of money, and I may not have a lot of prospects, or I have to go all in on one side to
money,
get my prospects.
I got 30 seconds left, Ashley. I guess you'll talk to him about the battle over the $2 million bail. I mean,
yes.
I don't know. That's pretty funny to me, but if you ask me, he should not get the $2 million, and his mom, Wendy, shouldn't get the $2 million. I'm not sure where that money goes, but I don't think it belongs to the Rittenhouses.
That is a very difficult question, and it has brought people to, I won't say blows, but it has brought people to gunpoint. So there is a great question. I'm not sure that an 18-year-old young man who's just 4 days free is going to know the answer, but certainly it's a question. And I think the other big question, John, honestly, is, what were you thinking? Did you know the power of this weapon? Did you really want to use it, or did you just think it was menacing? And how do you feel now?
9 o'clock tonight, Ashley Banfield on Banfield. Okay, Ashley, have fun. Good show tonight.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you.